We're up to the second midah, the midah of Noisei Oven. The midah of Noisei Oven. By way of Hagdama, by just for a minute, there's definitely an overlapping of the first midah and the second midah. It's a hemshech from one into the next. And in certain ways, it's not always easy to distinguish between the two. The midah that we learned the past few weeks, the midah of Mikel Kamoicha, who is like you, Hashem, we learned that that midah of Mikel Kamoicha is that Hashem is soivel the chayte. Hashem is patient and tolerates us despite all of our avers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not masalik, the person from the world. Hashem doesn't throw us away. Hashem continues to have a relationship with us. He gives us time. He works with us. He continues to care about us, and so on. And that's a midah that we have to try to use in our lives, in our relationship with others. This midah that we're going to learn now, the second midah of Noisei Oven, that Hashem carries the averus, Noisei Oven, Noisei Oven. Here, it's not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soivel, the person who sins, but in addition to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also soivel, the consequences of a person's sins. Let me explain. The Ramak is going to use a term that it's a little bit hard for us to identify with our modern sensibilities, but we're ma'aminim. And we believe in the truth of Torah. And the Ramak, of course, is referring to Chazal, when he tells us that each and every time that a person, Chalila, does an Aveira, the Aveira creates a certain koch of Ashchase, it creates destructive energy. It creates a kateger, Chazal tells us, a malach, an angel, that is destructive, that causes damage in our lives, even after the Aveira has passed, until we do tshuva. When a person does something that's wrong, it's not just over it when the act is completed. There's a certain residue of chait. There's an energy, a destructive energy that one generates, that one creates, and draws into his or her life as a result of the chait. A koich of a mashchis, a hashchasa. We're not talking about demons and devils. We can understand this even on a very, very simple psychological level, that when a person goes through something, even after that traumatic event is over, it's not necessarily over. There are people who were traumatized when they were 2 years old, 3 years old, and they have to live with that till 120. There's a koich of hashchasa, parents, lo aleinu, who damage their children emotionally. Parents who damage their children emotionally, the children live with that throughout their lives, long after their parents are already gone. The children continue to live with that pain, with the hashchasa, with the trail of misery that was left by the abusive parent. When you and I do something that's wrong, it creates a negative, destructive koach, an energy that lingers on in our lives. We don't necessarily see it. Sometimes we do. Most often we don't recognize it. But there are consequences to the mistakes that we make. There are physical consequences to the mistakes that a person makes. It's just the fact that a person stops smoking. It doesn't mean that everything goes away. A person smoking a few packs of cigarettes for 20 years, 30 years, there's damage that was done. It doesn't just go away. There's a friend of mine, we went to school together, we went to high school together. He was an Eluya Shabbach. He was the most brilliant boy in the entire yeshiva. Good looking, a terrific athlete. And he became... In the end, towards the end of high school, he started to get involved in drugs. And over those years, after high school, he was involved in serious drugs. And I hadn't seen him in a long time, in many, many years. I met him maybe 20 years ago. I met him. And he still talks like there's something missing, there's something wrong. And I asked him, how are you, what's doing? And he said to me, but he speaks in a very, very strange way and very slow. He said that he's been completely clean for many, many years. He hasn't taken any drugs. But he said, I destroyed a part of my brain. This is what he told me. I destroyed a part of my brain. He still lives with his parents. They're old people. The most brilliant boy that I knew growing up. He destroyed his life. So the fact that he's clean, the fact that he stopped taking any drugs, there's damage. There are consequences, physical, spiritual. This mida that we're going to learn now, Noise Avayim, is a mida that Hashem deals with the mess that you and I make in our lives. He deals with that mess. He helps us with the mess. He could just as easily tell us, this is your mess, you clean it up. You take care of it. You suffer the consequences of your own mistakes. The midah of Naisei Oven is soival not only the person, not only the sin, but is soival the outcome and the consequences of the sin. Sof kol sof, we were sent into this world, each and every one of us was sent into this world, to be megala, to reveal the light of Hashem Yisbarach in this world, to be good, to build, to create. And if instead of that, a person does the opposite and brings darkness into the world through his aveiros, that choshech, that darkness, is the v'nahafuchu of what Hashem intended for us. And Hashem has every reason, would have every reason to leave us to suffer from the consequences of our own aveiros, of that darkness that we generate in our lives. But he doesn't. The Ramak explains, look inside, Noisei Avayim, the second midah. V'ra'izeh godol mehakoydem. The Ramak says this is even greater than the first midah of Mikal Kamoicha. Sh'eloyaseh ha'odam avayim, sh'leibari mashchus. Every time that a person does an aveira, he creates a mashchus. He creates a destructive, negative malach, an angel, energy. Kiditnan, as it says in the Mishnah, ha'oiv aveira achas, koinoloi kategir echad. A person does an aveira, he acquires through that aveira a kategir echad, a prosecuting angel, a power, a destructive energy. And that kategor, that malach, that angel, that koach, stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that malach says that person, and he names the person, created me. Created this koach, this destructive energy, this mess. V'ein b'riyim es kayem es b'olam ela b'shifa shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing can exist without Hashem's energy being infused into that, without the shefa, without the brach of Hashem. V'amashchis es ha'oim b'lefonav. So this mashchis, this malach, this angel, this destructive mashchis, stands before Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's alive. Ubamem is kain. And how does it continue to live? How does it exist? Hadin noisein sheyema Kadosh Baruch Hu ein izon mashchisim yelech etzom isha asov yispain this menu. A pidin Hashem could say to this malach, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I didn't create you. you were created by the avarice of that person, and go to him. Go let him take care of you. And the meaning of that would be that v'haya mashchis yerid miyad, how would this mashchis be taken care of? V'haya mashchis yerid miyad v'noytel nishmasa, this mashchis would go into the person's life, into the one who sinned, v'noytel nishmasa. He would take the person's soul, the person would die. Or karisa, or whatever the level of the avera was, he would die at an earlier age. Or nena shalav, he'd be punished. In other words, the malach hamashchis, that's the food, that's the parnasa of this malach hamashchis. Again, if we want to, it's something which is very foreign to us, although it's real. But if we were to translate this into our terms, coming back again to the mashal of a person who is traumatized as a child. Somebody sinned against a child. I was on the phone today for over 3 hours with a bacher who has decided that he's going to have this individual who molested him, a younger man who molested him years ago, that he's going to go after him, and he's going to try to bring this person to trial and to stop him from continuing doing what he's doing to other boys. And this suffering of this bacher, this took place over the course of many summers in a camp up here in the mountains. The suffering of this bacher is more intense now than it's ever been before, even though this is already a few years ago. It's already been finished for a few years. The hashchasa that was brought into his life, the aftermath, the consequences of the evil that was done to him, that filth has completely taken over the person's life. The emes is that there should be nothing in the world that would keep the sinner alive, and there's no question that would there be no midas harachamim, that there would be no tolerance, that there should be any continued kiyum either for the sinner. And the fact that the effects, the consequences of what took place continues on in the world. Now, we wish that it didn't. We wish that if a traumatic thing happens to somebody, that it should be over, it should be finished. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in such a way where the hashchasa exists. And that koach of hashchasa has every right to go and to take the life of the person who created the hashchasa, to punish the person who's responsible for the hashchasa. Why should an innocent bacher suffer? And then it's love kfi on shat she is bat la mashchis ahu. Veina kadosh baruch hu oisa kein el noisei v'soivel ha'ovein k'moy shuzan ha'olam kulo. The same way that Hashem sustains the world, even though the world rebels against Him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains this hashchasa, this korach, this malach, zonu mefarnes hamashchis hazeh, ad shi echad mishloisha dvarim. Now what happens to this korach of hashchasa? So the Ramak says one of these three things. O shi yoshev achoti b'tshuva, the person who sinned can do tshuva. And as a result of the one who had sinned doing tshuva and suffering and going through the pain of changing, of turning his life around, it's possible for him to destroy that koach of hashchasa. Or it could be destroyed through the sinner's suffering, pain, death. Or yelech b'gehenna. Or perhaps after the person dies, in Gehenna, V'sham yifra chayvai. And that's where the debt will be paid. V'haynu shama kain godla avayni minsoi. This is what Cain said. After Cain sinned, he said, "Godol avayni minso, my sin is too great to bear." The way Chazal learned that is, Pirshu Chazal, the Medrash says, "Kol ha'olam kula atasoyvel." That Cain said to Hashem, "I don't understand. The whole world, you're able to be soyvel, you're able to take care of." Yitzah, what does it mean, soyvel? Zon umefarnes, you feed, you provide for the entire world. And my aveira is so heavy, is so great, that you can't find some way to be soivel it, meaning that I shouldn't be destroyed, eaten up, completely consumed by the filth that I've made in the world. There isn't some way that you could help me with this. God la avayni minsai. Perish lefarnas so ach oshuv vasakein, that this koach, this mashchis of my sin, shouldn't destroy me in this world or the next world until I have a chance to do tshuva. Give me a chance. Give me a chance. Be patient. Give me a chance. Don't let this koach of hashchosa loose to destroy me. The Medrash actually says, the Lashon, the Ramak doesn't bring the exact Lashon, in the Medrash it says, the Kain said, Rebbein Shalom atanik, atanik reisa, mikel kamoicha, noisei avayn, va'oiv al pesha, the godl avayn, you mean so? So in the Medrash it says, that he asks Hashem, doesn't it say about you that you have these midas, mikel kamoicha, noisei avayn, va'oiv al pesha? Noisei oven. I'm not asking, Cain was saying, I'm not asking that I should be let free. I'm not asking that you should overlook it. I'm not asking that you should make believe it never happened. I'm only asking you to give me a chance, because the koach of hashchosa that I created as a result of killing my brother is powerful, and it's going to consume me in this world and the next world. I'm asking you to give me a chance. Can you bear the consequences of my sin and give me time to try to do tshuva, to try to work this out? That's what it says in the Medrash. Ad she'oshuv asakim. Im kein hari zeh midah savlonis gedoyla. This is a tremendous midah of savlonis. She'yozon v'yefarnes b'riya ra she'bara achayta ad she'oshuv. That Hashem has to sustain the existence of some dark, disgusting Koach HaMashchis, Hashem has to sustain that to give this person the opportunity, a chance, through perhaps suffering, self-initiated suffering, or perhaps suffering that's brought upon him, whatever it is, in this world and the next world, to ultimately to have a tikkun, to be repaired. That Hashchasa shouldn't completely destroy this person in this world or the next world. Ad she yoshev, so that the person can ultimately have a tikkun to return to Hashem. What does this mean for us? So the Ramak says, Yilmoid ha'odam kametzarach shiyasavlon. A person must learn from this midah of Hashem how to be a savlon, how much we have to tolerate, how we have to bear not only what a person has done to hurt us, but even the consequences, the aftermath, that lingers on, could be way beyond, way past the time of that chait. Lizbol ovel chaveiro, to be soivel, the ovel, the avla, the injustice that was perpetrated upon him by another person. Ve'ra'oisav shehera, to go on living sometimes in marriage. You know, when you sit with a couple and they're having some sort of an inyan that they, this happens very often, they come to talk to me. In the course of the conversation, it usually doesn't take more than 2 or 3 minutes till the first one brings up a mice that happened 30 years ago. 30 years ago. Where sometimes it's already there at a point in their lives where because they remember what happened 30 minutes ago. But 30 years ago, you didn't you didn't do that, or 30, what I hoped you would, or I asked you to, or 30 years ago you said that that insulted me. There's such a cheshbon that people keep. In every relationship there are disappointments, and in every relationship people are hurt. And there are times that a person looks back at life and has a long list of grievances. To be able to go on with the other person and to be soivel. And not only that, but as we learned in the Midah of Mikel Kamaicha, to be mashpia toiv. And oftentimes the person thinks, you might not share this with people, that what I'm going through in this marriage is the result of my own poor choice that I made of the person who I married. And the person is soivel terribly over the years. That matzav that he's in or that she's in. To be able to continue, not only to survive, but to be kind, to be good, to be patient, and so on with the other, is one of the most remarkable things that a human being is capable of. Again, I am not suggesting that a person should necessarily go on tolerating something if it's horrible, if it's awful. That has to be discussed with the Rav and with professionals and so on. But in a matzav, where that's the mitzias, where that's the mitzias. Sometimes we blame ourselves for our poor parenting. And we see in the life of the child certain things every single time the child opens his mouth or her mouth. It's a reminder of our own failure. It's a terrible thing to live with. There's a hashchasa that we feel that we created. And it lives on in that child. To be able to be soivelit, to be able to believe that it's possible for it to be repaired. Not to be consumed by your own feelings of guilt, of inadequacy. To be patient with oneself. And we'll talk about in a few minutes, to be patient with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the disappointments that we feel in our relationship with Him. We'll discuss that in a minute or two. This is the Midah of Noisei Oven. I'm sure some of you get to Shul a few minutes before Kol Nidre begins, I hope. And you have a few minutes to at least to begin to say the Tefillah Zaka that's printed in the Machzor. Young mothers don't usually have that opportunity, but to say Tefillah Zaka, the Tefillah Zaka is a Tefillah before Kol Nidre that's printed in all the Machzorim. It was composed by the Chayyadim. It's a heartbreaking, powerful Tefillah. The Chayyadim talks about in the Tefillah all the gifts that Hashem has given us. We say, Hashem, you gave me eyes, healthy eyes, so that I should be able to see the good in others, that I should be able to open my eyes and to look at the world that you created and to be grateful for all that you created, that I should be able to look at my children, at my spouse, and to appreciate, that I should use my eyes to study your Torah, but instead I used my eyes to look at things that are disgusting. You gave me ears to hear Divrei Torah, and so on. And instead I used my ears to listen to Lashon Hara and to Rechilas and Lashon Mitzkos. The whole tefillah. So over there, in the tefillah, the Charadim refers to a term that is found in Chazal, really in the Zohar Kodesh in Chazal, Nigei b'nei Adam. Now you know what a nega is. I mean, we know what it is from Chumash. I'm not sure what it is, but some type of a horrible disease, Pashas Tezvi Mitzayra, Negoi. It's a whole Masechta Mishnah is Negoi, describing this horrible disease, the skin, the walls. So the Chayyadim says over there in the Tefillah Zaka, Oili kitacha samachshavas atoves shayinivra ayodim alochim kedoshim. He says, Oili, Hashem, you gave me the opportunity to have positive thoughts, holy thoughts. And through those positive and holy thoughts, I have the ability to create Malachim Kedoshim. Malachim energy, Malachim Kedoshim of Kedusha, positive energy. If through our various we create destructive, negative Malachim energy, then B'midat Tov Merubah, how much more so, through the good things that we do, we're able to generate all kinds of Koiches of Tov, and to be Moisif Or into the world. So the Chayadim says, Oili, he says in the Tefillah Zachar, Gevalt, Rabbi Shalom, instead of having Machshavas Tovis, that I could have created with these Machshavas Tovis, Malachim Kedoshim, Shiusan the Gerim Toiv Malai, who would speak on my behalf, who would be defending angels. When you and I do something that's good, it creates a Malach that protects us. We have the ability to do that. The Swarm say, you know, in Slichas there's a very controversial tefillah. Almost everybody says it now. The morale was very much against it. Do you know which part of Slichas I'm referring to? Who knows? There's a part of Slichas that we say in every Slichas, Machnisi Rachman, Hachnisi Rachmenu, Lifnei Bel Arachim, Achnisi Demos, and so on. We're addressing the angels, and we ask the angels, Machnisi Rachmim, Achnisi Rachmim, you who are compassionate, bring, say good things about us, Tachadosh Baruch. Bring our tears to Hashem. Well, the Maral was very much against this tefillah, because he felt it was that we were in danger of crossing over a blurry line of being Darish, seeking out some spiritual koach instead of davening to Hashem, and not supposed to daven to angels. So the morale was against it, but Lamaisa, almost everybody says it. The tefillah of Machnis Rachim. I saw once a tzaddik, I don't remember where I saw this. I saw a tzaddik who explained it like this. What does he mean, Machnis Rachim? Machnis Rachim. He says, sometimes you have a friend who's going through a hard time, and he needs you, and he wants to talk to you. But you're too busy for him. You brush him off. Whatever, you put yourself first. He says, sometimes you have a poor person that comes to you. A little bit of a schlepper. And you don't have the patience to be civil. It's not even a matter of money. You don't have the patience to be civil to let the person krechs and share his sorrows with you. So this tzaddik said that when we daven Machnis Rachmim, it's not only talking about mysterious angels in Shemayim. If you would have spent the extra 10 minutes, 15 minutes to talk to that friend, then in Shemayim, Machnis Rachmim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses that friend as somebody to defend you in the world above. Or that Meshulach, that Shnar that came, and you were civil a little bit, an extra 2-3 minutes to let him talk. Machnis rachmim, hachnisu, in other words, whatever you and I do in this world that's good, and we're civil others in our lives, those others themselves are used to defend us before the master of all worlds when it comes to our avayus. So those Meshulachim march into the Bezdin. The friend comes into the Bezdin. We don't see this. The Nisham comes into the Bezdin and says, wait, Rabbi Shalom, have Rachmanis. You know what he did for me? I was Mamish Sevrachim. And this Yid, all right, he did some bad things, but you know, he gave me some of his time and he was Mechazik me. He said a kind word to me. He was patient with me. These are Malachim Kedoshim that we can create. A malach means a shliach, means a messenger. When we do something good, when we have even good thoughts, we say good words, we do good things, we create malachim kedoshim. So the Chayadim says, Oili, you gave me the opportunity, you gave me the opportunity to create malachim kedoshim. She is sanagarim toiv malai, who would speak on my behalf, who would defend me. Tachteyam berosim ashchisem, instead of the malachim, the good malachim, the good shluchim that I could have created through my avarice, I created barasi mashchisim, destructive angels, l'chabal esatzmi, who are intent on hurting me, and destroying me. L'chabal esatzmi, like a terrorist is a chablan. L'chabal esatzmi. Nig'ei b'nei Adam. These are called Nig'ei b'nei Adam. The greatest suffering that we have in our lives is what we created ourselves. Not only the Aveira, but the Hashchose as a result of the Aveira. That goes on, again, it lingers throughout our lives and causes terrible destruction. The Svarim bring the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kufman Beis, where the David HaMelech says, Hatzileni miroidfei ki omtsu mimeni. Listen to the words. Hatzileni miroidfei, Hashem save me from the one who's chasing after me. Ki omtsu mimeni. Miroidfei, those who are chasing me. Ki omtsu mimeni. They are stronger than me. The Svarim say it means the following. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hatzileni miroidfei. Who are these roidfei? Now David HaMelech, of course, the simple pshat, he had people who were after him. His own son was after him. Shaul HaMelech, Avshalom, they were after him. But David HaMelech was talking about each person who would ever live. So when David HaMelech said, Hatzileni miroidfei, means, Rebbein Shalom, save me from the malachim that are chasing me. Save me from the hashchosa, from the consequences of my own mistakes, of my own faults. Because al pidin, they could consume me and destroy me. They could come to demand their parnasa from me. Hatzileni miroidfei, they're very, very strong, these roidfim. Ki omtsu, omtsu means omets, strength. How are they so strong? Ki omtsu, mimeni. Their strength comes from me. I was the one who gave them that strength. I was the one who charged them, who put in the charger, who gave them that energy through my avera. Depending upon how the person did the avera also, with how much kochus he put into the avera. Hatzileni miroidfei ki omtsu mimeni. When a person does an avera, he creates roidfim. Roidfim, mechablim. They're after him. The Ramak's talking about a world that we don't see with our eyes. But again, emotionally, psychologically, the other day in shul, there's one of the fellows. He has to walk not with just one cane. He has to go with two things, and he can barely walk. And he was telling me how when he was young, he mamish abused his body, whatever sports. I don't know what he was doing, but he said he mamish destroyed his legs. It didn't just go away. Hasilein mi roidfei ki omtsu mimeni, mimeni, mimeni. I was the one who did this. I was the one who created this. Remember years ago we had a Shabbos, we had somebody from the shul over who has a bungalow in the mountains somewhere, and she was complaining that she knows for 100% that when she's going to come back, it was almost the summer, that she's going to come back in the summer, she knows that she's going to find that the bungalow is an absolute disgusting mess. And my wife said, like, we understood that there were people that were using it the second month or something, and she had to time it. So she says, I know for sure because that's how I left it. I left it that way. So I know for sure that that's how I'm going to find it. Ki omtsu mimeni, hatzileni miroidfei. Who created the roidfim? I created the roidfim myself. Hatzileni miroidfei ki omtsu mimeni. Ki omtsu mimeni. That's why in Kabbalah, the world of tshuva is called Alma Decheru. Alma Decheru means the world of chayrus, of freedom. Because tshuva, real deep tshuva, frees a person from the hashchasa. Again, it doesn't mean we can always see how that happens. But oftentimes we do. The whole Arisa Tshuva of Kook is on this nakuda, the curative koiches of tshuva, how it cures a person, how it heals, how the person is completely rehabilitated, is able to overcome the trauma of the past through real tshuva, through deep, deep, real tshuva. I mentioned last time that in the Midah of Mikel Kamoicha, and again these overlap, I mentioned the Midah Sarachnim that was used by Kodesh Baruch at the very beginning of time. The Ramak brings the Maisa with Cain and Hevel. There's a Torah from one of the great Bali Musa. Rabbi Avram Gudzinski is a chassad of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was killed in the Holocaust. He was the Mashgiach of Slobodka. There he asks a very, very strong question. It's not his question. The question is around. And there are others who say things along these lines as well, but I wanted to share it with you inside. You know, I don't have a photostat machine here to photostat. I would have rather done it inside. I'll just read to you a few sentences. There the Mashgiach brings from the Gemara in Saita, where the Gemara tells us, Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim V'Saifa Gemilas Chasadim. The Torah begins with Chesed, and the Torah ends with Chesed. Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim V'Saifa Gemilas Chasadim. What's Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim? So I mentioned this last week or 2 weeks ago. So the Gemara says, Vayas Hashem l'kim l'adam v'ishta kais nais ar v'ayal b'ishem. The first chesed of the Torah is that Hashem made for Adam and Chava these garments of skin of leather, and he dressed them when they were naked. He made from the clothing, the kais nais ar. And the Torah ends with the Gemara Chava that the Gemara says that Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. He took care of Moshe Rabbeinu's kavur. So, the question that the Mashgiach asks, that many have asked, is what is the meaning of Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim? Why does the Gemara use that as the beginning of Gemilas Chasadim? That's not the beginning of Gemilas Chasadim. The first chesed that ever took place was creation itself. Olam Chesed Yibana. The act of creation was the greatest chesed. Hashem created a world in which we'd have the ability to serve Him, to connect to Him, to love Him, and to be loved by Him. Creation is the greatest chesed. Not only that, but if you want to speak about Adam and Chava, then when Hashem created Adam and Chava, Chazal tell us, Hayu Malachi Asher Yisaylun Loi Basa, U'misan Loi Yayin. The angels were making barbecues for Adam and Chava, and were giving them wine to drink. Gan Eden was gewaldig. So the Mashgiach asks, why does the Torah begin with this chesed? Or why do Chazal say, Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim, that the Torah begins with the chesed of Hashem making clothing for Adam and Chava who were naked? The Torah has chesedim before that. Creation is a chesed, and Hashem took care of Adam and Chava in the most beautiful way. They had deluxe accommodations. It was fantastic in Gan Eden. So why is that called Tchilasa? Why is that called Tchilasa Gemilas Chasad? So this is what he answers. Listen carefully. I want you to hear the words. We spoke about this last week. That in the 13 midos of Hashem, Hashem Karachem Vachanun, there's Hashem, the midah of Hashem Koidem Achei, right? The midah of Hashem before the sin, and there's the midah of Hashem La'achas Sheyechta V'yaseh Tshuva, after the person sins and does tshuva. So he says, Kol Habriya Kula V'Chesed Hagolus Ha'Yenira B'Bereishis Yitzirasa B'Tzivyonin Nivru B'Kamosin Nivru L'Daita Nivru. Hashem created a magnificent world. And everything was set into place. Hashem created a beautiful world and everything was set into place. V'yitzir sa'odim al kulana, and man's creation was the greatest of all. Asher chachmosum rubo michachmas amalachim, that a man, a human being, is even greater than a malach. Loim lefon of kodesh and so on. That the malachim wanted to say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh to Adam. Calls a nichla bechesed amida rishon kadim shiachta. But all of the chasadim of creation, all of the kindnesses that Hashem did at the beginning of time, are all chasadim before man sinned, before the chait. Everything was beautiful. But Adam and Chava were great. The whole world was perfect. And the world was enjoying the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But all the chasadim prior to the sin of Adam and Chava, all of those chasadim are chasadim kaidim ha-chet, before the chet. The cave in Shechata Adam, Chekal ein mokim avur bebriya'ayid. But once Adam and Chava sinned, the truth is they ruined everything. Everything was ruined. Everything was broken. Everything was shattered. We're still suffering from that. The Gemara, he brings the Yerushalmi in Makis. Shol l'choch mechaitim ha-wainshan. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this. Chazal tell us that the mid of Chachma asked Hashem, if a person sins, what should happen to him? And the Gemara brings a pasuk that the person who sins, so his sins should destroy him. And even the Torah said, a person sins, should be destroyed. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said, Yaseh Tshuva Yiskapali. The Torah didn't, and the Nevi'im answered, everything, the man should be destroyed. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yaseh Tshuva Yiskapali, that a person can change. Shalom Nevuah, Chaitim Ha'on Shai, Nevshchaiti Sitomas, and so on. So the Mashgiach says, La'achar Ha'chait, kol ha'chesed hazeh. Once man sinned, that was the end of the honeymoon. Finished. The whole Gan Eden was done. The whole business was done. That first chesed was a chesed for a perfect world, not for an imperfect world. It's very, very easy to be loving to a cute little newborn baby, yeah? It's very, very, I mean, I shouldn't say that. It's easy for mothers to be loving to a newborn baby, and when they're very, very little. But when that little baby starts to grow up and has Bechira Chavshis, and becomes a little bit of a Baal Seichel, and enough of a Baal Seichel to be a Mechutzah, and enough of a Mechutzah to cause parents aggravation, and enough of a Mechutzah to be thrown out of school or something, then it's not so pushit to go on. The Midas HaChesed of the newborn, that the parents show or reveal to the newborn child, is Gan Eden. Kaidim Machait. It's before the sin. It's not such a big Chachma. To be kind before the sin. To be kind before the beneficiary of your kindness has turned against you. Once man sinned, ain't welcome to Gan Eden. Shua mokam ayoyis anivcha b'shleim esabriya yofya. Ela af abriya charvim akukalas tomus. The same way that Adam and Chava destroyed Gan Eden, they should have been destroyed themselves. That should have been the consequence of their chait. So ad kam igi shefa chesed shel midah rishona. The first name Hashem Hashem, the first Hashem, that was done after that was finished. Adam and Chava sin. The first name of Hashem is before the chait. That's the kindness of the parents to a newborn child, to a sweet, wonderful kid. That's not a big deal. That's the kindness of Chas Nakala to each other. Shavu Brachas. But what happens after he sinned or she sinned? Adachet liyosu mizeh. La'achar achet zoku kodum l'chesed godum mizeh l'chesed shel Hashem la'achar sheyachta. But after a person sins, after the honeymoon is over, after the person has done something terrible to you, then there needs to be a new midah of la'achar achet. How am I going to treat you after you've done this to me? He han the senes chaim la'odam levat shiyasek shuva. That's the parent saying to the child, I'm going to love you forever. I'm only asking you to be better. I'm asking you to try to change. But I'm not going to stop. That's la achrachet. Or the mechaber sat for many years doing tshuva and so on. Bechesed zeh shel amida hashniyah chay adam tshamei yosef shleishim shon. Adam lived 930 years from that chesed la achrachet. So he explains the Mashgiach, Shefa Chesed Shel Amida Rishana Kolik Shechot Adam Rishon Pamachas, Chesed Amida Shni Omer Loi Shle Ovah HaOilam. V'chein Kol Chet V'chet Af M'Kvar Osa Tshuva Lov, even after we do Tshuva, V'har Be Yoyisim Loi Osa Tshuva, and how much more so if we don't do Tshuva, Miz Yoch Liskos Le Tshuva Osa Shol Adam Rishon, who could be Zorchet at the Tshuva Adam Rishon, Magdalas Midas HaChesel Kach Baruch Hu, Lein Shir Lein Aruch. If you want to know what was the first Chesed that ever took place, if someone asks, what's the first chesed in history? So if the answer is creation, okay, you're very smart, it's true, creation. And the person says, no, that's not the first chesed. So you say, well, how about Gan Eden? And Hashem put Adam Chava in Gan Eden, and it was great. That's a chesed. You're very smart, but that's not the answer. What the Gemara says, Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chesedim, is talking about Gemilas Chasadim la'achar achet, to be kind to the one who has sinned against you after the sin, to be able to go on in a relationship beyond that. V'kol ma sheyosef adam lachtoi v'kol ma sheyibu hadoiris l'shoyah v'habri adayin oimedes v'olam k'minhagon knowing that Hashem allows the world with all of the craziness that's in the world, all of the sickness and all of the evil that's in the world. That's called Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim. At the beginning, the Iker of Chesed, the essence of Chesed, the deepest Chesed, is that Chesed La'achar Achet, after the Chet. This is what Cain was asking for. When he said, Godl Avayni Minsoi, the Hashem, it says about you, Mikel Kamoicha, Noisei Avayin. I'm asking you to allow me to continue on and give me an opportunity to change. I'm asking you, don't allow my life to be destroyed by the consequences of the poor choice that I made to kill my brother. That's the midah of, it's an amazing midah of Naisei Ovah. The Gemara says, Chazal say in a number of places, that a simple example, Chazal say, let's say, Gozel Sal Shel Chitim, a person steals, he steals, seeds for the field, and then he plants them and it grows. So the truth is, it's a pell, it's a wonder. Here this person went and he stole this. He did an aveira. And the truth is that based upon midas adin, since he stole this, it should not be able to produce. It should not be able to bring any brach into his life. And the Gemara brings this. Chazal brings this as a mashal in many places. And yet we say, Mikel Kamaicha, Noisei Avayim, that not only does Hashem give us a chance, but there are things to continue to do tshuva, but there are so many things that we've done in our lives that are wrong. And despite that, the consequences of the wrong choices, the consequences of the sins, the consequences of the mistakes often bring to good things in our life. As far as what we see in Gashmius. Person is not particularly honest in business, and he enjoys his life. He has things that are good. It's a pearl, it's a wonder. On a deeper level, this is what I wanted to end to share with you, a story that I saw today. That's a half of a good story. On a deeper level of going back to what the Ramban that we learned last week, that this Mida, remember that every Mida of the 13 Midas is a midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us, and we're taught V'halachta bidrachav, that we should try to be like Hashem. But we need to understand each midah also, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, and when he sees that we live according to that midah, that activates kivyachal the midah in Hashem. Like Kolam Rachim al HaBriyos, Chazal said, if you have Rachmanis on other people, then merachem olam haneshamayim. Have rachmanus, then Hashem has rachmanus on you. So when we act in that way, in the way of that midah, so when we act in this way of being noisei avayim, when we try to act that way towards our friends, towards our family, then that kivyochol sets into motion in Shemayim the midah in a very powerful way that Hashem is noisei avayim. Hashem responds to our behaving that way. He responds in a way of noisei avayim. The midah that we're talking about of savlonis, and that we saw already in the Ramban last week, is that on the deepest level is that a person is not only savel others in his or her life who have hurt or disappointed him, but on a deeper level it means to be savel kivyochel Hashem himself. And I mentioned this at the beginning. Remember the Ramban said last week how the Jewish people have survived, have gone through so much suffering for Hashem's sake. Alecha hiragnu kol hayayim. And because of our tolerance and our patience and our ongoing belief in Him, that we continue on davening, keeping mitzvahs, raising our children according to Torah, despite all that we've seen, and despite how we have not seen the fulfillment of all the promises, of many of the promises of Tanakh, we go on with Hashem. There's no greater midah of being noisei oven in our lives than how we're noisei oven kivyochol. We're not speaking about Hashem sinning, because everything Hashem does is for the best, and we believe that, and everything Hashem does is good. But as far as what we experience in our lives, that a person is noisei oven in his Yiddishkeit, in his Yiddishkeit. I look at some of the kids and how some of the kids that they could have a million reasons to go off the derech, and they don't. And I'm always amazed by it, how they try to hold on, even though they have a long list of grievances with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, so you could say, what do you mean you have tainus? So who are you? But the Metzius is that they have tainus. You try to be good, and you get punched in the face, and you get kicked in the stomach. I have to share this mice. It's going to take us like 3 or 4 minutes beyond 10 o'clock, but I saw it today, and I didn't want to say Hashkivenu by Kriyas Shema Lamita without sharing it with somebody. So I want you to hear this. Erev Tisha B'Av. There was a writer, a very from Choshev writer, by the name of Shlomo Zalman Shragai. He wrote a number of important svarim. He was a survivor himself. So I was reading some of his memoirs. Something from that he was writing back, things that he remembered. I mean, he's no longer alive. He wrote in Hebrew and in Yiddish. He was a very chashuv, influential writer. So he said that it was already the second time that he had been back to Poland after the war. Some years already had passed. He went to Poland again to try to take care, to find something, I don't know, for deceased graves. He went back to Poland, and he said, and he was leaving, and it was around midnight, and the train was leaving, was about to leave. He was in Warsaw. And he said that he was about to get onto the train, and a woman came to me, and she asked me, she said that she has a sister in Yerushalayim. She has a sister in Yerushalayim, whose husband works in Tnuva on Rehov Yecheskel. And she came, and next to her was an old man that she was holding, was her father. And she said that our father, is going to Eretz Yisrael to be with my sister. I'm asking you, is it possible that you could have him, keep an eye to look out for him? And if he could be with you in your compartment over there, so he'll be with another Jew. So he said, Shragai said, sure, and he took care of the people there, and this, the ticket and the switch, and he was with him. And he helped him onto the train. He said he had one suitcase. So he said, I looked at the old man. He said his face was mamish yellow and the beard was white. And he had sad eyes. And I asked him, who are you? Like Jews talk, and who are you and where are you from? And he didn't answer anything. He was silent. So Shragai says, okay. He doesn't want to make conversations, so he also didn't say anything. Some time passed, and the train is going sometime, and the old man asked him to take down his suitcase. He needed something. So I took down his suitcase, and I opened it up. In the suitcase, he says, a shofar, a havdalah candle, talis and tefillin, some sforim, and a couple of pieces of clothing. He took out the Noam HaElimelech, and he was looking at the Noam HaElimelech a little bit, and he says, I didn't have any conversation with him. So some more time went by, and it was getting late. I wanted to lie down. There was only a bench to lie down and to sleep. And I took for myself, he said, a little drink. I don't know what kind of drink. It sounds like it was l'chaim. He took something to drink before going to sleep. And he said, I asked the old man, would you care for something to drink? And he said, yes, okay. So he had a little bit to drink. That's why I think maybe it was schnapps, because he opened up a little bit. He says, the old man then began to tell me his story, that he's from Galicia, and he's a Belzer Chassid. And he told me how old, he was very, very old. And then he told me about his tzaras. He said that he had, beside these two girls, he had many children. He has many other children who were all killed. And his wife was killed. And what he went through during the war, he told me about what he went through after the war. And now he wants to go to East Israel to see his other daughter and to die and to be buried in Yerushalayim. And that was it. He was done talking. And he sat with very sad eyes. And he was finished, and I also stopped talking. I went out, he said, Shragai says, I went out a little bit from the compartment, and I came back in, and the old man was lying on the bench. So I also went to lie down on the bench. He said, but I couldn't, I couldn't fall asleep. I didn't close my eyes, because I kept on thinking about this man's story, and his sad eyes. He said, Lefnois Boker, it was almost the morning, it was dawn, he said, so Shragai says, I got up to daven because it was going to come to the stop soon, and I wanted to daven before goyim start coming onto the train. And the man, the old man was lying on the bench with his eyes wide open. He wasn't sleeping. So Shragai says, I davened, and then I took something out to drink and to eat, and I asked him, is there anything that I could give you? He didn't see that he even brought any food to drink or to eat. And he didn't answer. A couple of hours passed, and he said to me, I would like to have a drink. He drank a little bit, and he didn't say anything. Looked a little bit in the sefer, and he was silent. Achrei chatzayis hayom, already it was after chatzayis of the day, Pasach v'omar, he said, Achrei kol ma she'ovar alai, after everything that I've been through, v'achrei kol ma she'enai ro, and everything that my eyes have seen, v'Hashem lo yirichem v'lo yichomol, and Hashem didn't have rachmanis on me, He didn't have compassion on me, lo yisfal, I love, I'm not davening to Him, I don't daven to Him anymore. That's what he said. I'm not davening. So the writer says, Shragai says, shatakti, I was silent, I didn't say a word. I gave a krechs, but I didn't say anything. And he was silent also. He said, some more hours went by, and it was almost dark. So the writer says, I began to get my things in order, because I was getting off in Prague. The old man was going to go until Paris. But I was getting off in Prague. And suddenly the old man asks to help him with his suitcase. So I take the suitcase down. He takes out his talis and tefillin. He wraps himself in his talis and he puts on the tefillin, he stands and he davens. Nidhamti me'ashinya pisoimi. Shragai says, I was shocked by the sudden change. But I didn't say a word. After the old man finished davening, he said this. Listen to what he said. al pi din eni tzarech lispalu. He says, you want to know? Al pi din, I don't have to daven anymore. But he did to me. I don't have to daven. But then he said, Ram, but doesn't Hashem need some rachmanis? My yeshlo achshav ba'olam, what does God have anymore in the world? Me nishalo, how many Jews does he have anymore in the world? V'murichem alai, and sof kol sof he had rachmanis, and he left me alive, v'nishati b'chayim, to be with my daughters and to go to Eretz Yisrael, zakai hu, then he deserves sharachim gamani alav, that I should have rachmanis on him too. Kamti lachayim v'spalalti, that's why I got the daven. And he was quiet, and he began, he says, demo zolgu me'enav, tears began to come from his eyes, for his chil livkais, and began to sob, the old man, oh, rachmanis achayfen rabbani shalom, rachmanis from rabbani shalom. He was crying. Shvage ends, and he says, afani b'chisi ito. I sat next to him, and I cried together with him, and we parted with tears. And I said, we'll see each other in Yerushalayim, we should be zarechit to see Mashiach. And he ends and says, Tumunim is azazu, this picture that I have in my mind, Shragai says, like Timachim and Elohim, I could never ever forget. Afayom mitzalzlam ba'oznai dvarav. To this day, his words ring in my ears. Achmanis life in Rabbani Shalom. It's Achmanis of Rabbani Shalom. It's Mardik Amaisa. It's Mardik Amaisa, and it needs a long time to interpret. This old Belzer Chassid was angry. And intellectually, he saw no reason, al pi din, to continue on doing for Hashem. Kivyachal, is it? Not that Hashem needs us, but doing for Hashem. I'm done. His suitcase, he has all this stuff. He travels with it, but he doesn't use it. And then he sobs, and he says, Achmanas v'Rabbani Shlom. The intimacy, the love, the depths of emunah that a Jew has, that we see especially coming out in an Eretz Yisrael. One of the chevre in shul showed me the other day. He was back in the city. Showed me on his phone that it was by Gaza, over there in Gaza, surrounded by all the chayas, and there was some nanachs that came. Some of these funny little breastlers, you know, they like to jump up and down. They came there to the front, and they were jumping and dancing, and there were hundreds of soldiers. Some of them had yarmulkes, most of them didn't. And they were all singing, I don't remember the exact words, they were singing a song, Misha Mamin Einu Mefachid, Lo Yefachid, I don't know, Misha Mamin Einu Mefachid, Misha Mamin Einu Mefachid. And all the chevra there, singing, Misha Mamin Einu Mefachid, Misha Mamin. And I was thinking, what? Look what a people that we have, these chavre, each one, what in their lives, why, what is it they have with Yiddishkeit, that they don't want to have anything to do, many of them, with anything to do. I'm done, I'm finished, I don't have anything to do with Yiddishkeit. It's not true. There's heaven yonim. They have yonim. But when you open up the suitcase, there's 1,000 tefillin. When you open up the suitcase of a Jew, there's 1,000 tefillin. When you open up the suitcase of a Jew, Rachmanis of Rabbanu Shalom. Rachmanis, that a Jew has this ability to be nice to Avin, to carry upon his shoulders all the things that he feels that Hashem did to him in his life that were not fair, and to continue on with the Talzin film. And not only that, it's Achman, the Sefer Ben Shalom. What do you have in the world? I better daven to you. There aren't too many Jews left that are davening, so here, I'll daven. Achman, the Sefer Ben Shalom. We should be zeicher. We should have this Tisha B'Av. There should be no more Tisha B'Av. At least Tisha B'Av should be a big yontif, and the Rachmanis should be enough Rachmanis. Now should be no more Rachmanis. No Rabbanu Shlom from Rachmanis on us. It should just be achta v'chesed yidifuni. We should be chased by toyer v'chesed, and to be zeicher to see Mitzvah Shem binyan Yerushalayim and the Chometz Yerushalayim. The Goshen Rami Desamein V'Amein.